This week, the Roman Catholic Church in Chicago agreed to a $12 million settlement involving 16 victims of sexual abuse. One rape victim said the money was not as important as a candid deposition made public in the case by Cardinal Francis George. The Chicago Church alone has paid out about $65 million. The total payout by all churches in the U.S. tied to the sexual abuses is roughly $2 billion. Now, the Pope has apologized, the latest one in Australia this summer, but many wonder if reforms have truly been made. Kevin Ekstrom, who's covered the story closely, joins us now. He's the editor of the Religion News Service in Washington. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
So the U.S. Catholic Church has paid somewhere around $2 billion related to sexual abuse charges. What has it learned?
Well, it's learned that this is not an easy problem to make go away, either financially or legally or sort of in a sort of social, moral kind of sense. You know, a lot of people thought, well, we can pass some rules and you know, make some statements and you know, it will just sort of go away. But it doesn't quite work that easily. And I think what the church has learned is while that it has kind of made a lot of progress in addressing this issue, that this will probably never fully go away because what we've seen in the last recent years is that it takes time for victims to process their abuse. And so someone who you know, was abused now may not come forward for 20 or 30 years. And so that's why you know, we're seeing all these old cases keep popping up, and it takes time for this stuff to kind of work its way through both people's minds and also through the system. So they can pass a lot of reforms, but it's going to take a while.
Let's talk about, you said there has been some progress. What reforms, if any, have been talked about, adopted, put in place, or enforced?
Well, essentially, the bulk of the reforms passed in 2002, where the bishop said if a priest is accused of abuse, they're automatically suspended. That they agreed to take the confidentiality clauses out of all the settlements. They instituted safe environment programs for kids and required background checks and fingerprints for anyone who had access to kids. So there's a lot of sort of practical things.
And has any of that happened? Are there particular cases you can point to where allegations have been made and a priest or other member of the clergy has been suspended?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's been countless, I mean, hundreds of, clergy who have been suspended. Some of them have been kicked out, some of them have resigned, and some of them have been put back in after the allegations have been found to be meritless. But yes, I mean, what's changed, the bottom line, is that there is a system in place that is supposed to be replicated in every diocese across the country for how to deal with this.
And when you're talking about, it's very difficult to measure exactly how successful this has been because so many people don't report the alleged abuse until many years later. Chicago would really be a case in point, right? Because this was a priest who was well known to the archdiocese and who had been accused of acts, and this is post-2002 when all of these reforms had been adopted.
Right, and that, I think, is probably the hardest lesson that the church has learned is, you know, for as many things as they can do, for as many policies and for as many safeguards as they can put into place, it's one of those things that's nearly impossible to eradicate. If there is a problem priest out there, you can do everything you can to try to prevent it, but there's ultimately, you know, if someone wants to do it, they will do it. And so, yeah, most of these cases are decades old, and, you know, the number of new abuse cases, you know, abuse that occurred in 2007 or 2008
right,
is way down. But
we'll have to wait and see, according to your calculation. Kevin Ekstrom, thank you.
You're welcome.
Kevin Ekstrom is the editor for the Religion News Service.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253. At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.